kiss. There'd be some things I wouldn't miss. But I looked at your pants and I need a kiss.
We all need a little bit of violent femmes in our life. And if you're wondering, because the name of the song is, come on, violent femmes fans, add it up for the supervisor of elections. All right, come on. Robert Bender, he joins us now by phone. Former commissioner, now supervisor of elections in Escambia County, Robert Bender. Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you, Andrew. Morning, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, except for how I broke one of your machines. We'll talk about that in just a second. I have been told to ask you, why is it that all of your regalia, pens and pins and badges and things maybe on doors and mailers, doesn't agree that Robert Bender is the supervisor of elections and thinks that David Stafford still is?
Yes. So pens don't have anyone's name on there.
Okay.
They just have the logo and the signs there on top of the carts. But really, the county's sign shop was down for a little bit, and we were focused on getting through yesterday. And then we'll start going through all that and updating it. But, with 6 weeks before the election, getting appointed, we wanted to focus on making sure yesterday ran smoothly, and it did.
What's the old rule is, job one is keeping job one, right? And running the elections is
yes.
The job one. I'm going to ask you, because the first thing, what people don't realize, and this is kind of prefatory to everything else you're going to do, is different machines. We have new voting machines in, right? And that's something that probably caught people by surprise yesterday if they didn't know. I didn't know. So we have all new voting machines. Yeah. Tell me about that.
So we do. So we just upgraded. Before we had DS200s, and now we have DS300s. So it's EFMS is our provider, which, as I told you, that's the competition to Dominion.
Okay.
So that's the alternate option. So very similar to what we had before, just some redesigns, some security upgrades, things like that. So yesterday we did get to roll them out. They were out during early voting and things like that. So as I said, that I do like to joke though that David Stafford got to order them but left me to pay the bill. Other than that, they went well. Of course, we did just have some minor issues, one site didn't modem, things like that. We had tested them all during our LNA or before our LNA testing that they worked. So sometimes in the north end we just don't get a good connection. So
one of the systems in the north end had a connection issue. What did that? What was the nature of that? What consequence did that carry?
So it just delays the results getting posted to the website and up to the state. Of course, we have multiple ways that we get our results. So if option A doesn't work, then we have option B, and then so on and so on. So we have about four or five different ways that we can verify the results. Once we stepped through that, we just ended up having to wait for it to physically get delivered to our warehouse. And then once we did that, then we're able to upload it. So
now I know,
it's just a, yep.
You know, I guess you say, I know how people hear things, and we have a certain contingent of very, very passionate, critics of the election infrastructure, which I always think they're not as informed as they should be, but they think they're super informed. And when they hear you say modem and they hear internet, and they hear, what do you mean our voting machines are on the internet? That's what we've been telling you all this time. That's why they're vulnerable to Chinese hacking or some variation of this theory. Can you just maybe clarify? Because I know that's what some people hear, and I want to make sure that they hear from you what's really the truth.
No, I appreciate it. So it's an internal modem. We don't connect to the internet. It's a direct connection to our system. For instance, we had a – I appreciate the city calling. They're like, hey, we don't have internet for you. I said, oh, good. That's okay. I don't need it. So they aren't, we have secure networks that we're using, to communicate throughout the day. So again, when you check in, so that's how we're checking to see how many voters are coming in, things like that. But at the end of the night, the machines have their own modem that they phone home essentially. And that's how the results get uploaded. We're telling the machine to call, and it's brief seconds that it's uploading those results. But again, we then verify that with the data coming off the machine, the physical data that we're pulling, and then something that we're doing new this year is running it through an independent audit system. So over the next couple of days, we'll be scanning all the ballots that were cast yesterday into a different system and making sure that those numbers match the results that we're getting from the DS-300s. So we've already scanned all the ones from early vote and vote by mail into that system. But we weren't able to verify the results because I couldn't see it before 7 o'clock last night. So we'll be checking that. That's part of our audit process.
Very good. And by the way, for people who don't know, there's also
we're not connected to the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a physical paper that prints off during the day. They post the results on the door of the polling place. They have the physical ballots in hand. I mean, there's all kinds of check systems involved in this. So for people who might have been triggered by modem, you know, okay, stop, shh, just shh.
Right.
But there was
how we get those results up so quickly, though.
Right.
Again, we're
right.
Trying to, yeah.
And that's why sometimes, like the last presidential election or the last midterm, I forget which one it was, where we're like, we got, you know, 66 of 67 or whatever precincts. You know, why is the one? Well, the one has, you know, had an issue, and so we're waiting on that one. Here's what happened when I went to vote. I went in, I did my IDs, I was the only person there. You know, I mean, it was a primary where 10% of even the people who voted in the last presidential election only showed up. So I go in, I'm all alone. There's like, I'm outnumbered by the workers like 6-1. And I go in, I do my ID, I sign my name, I go, I get my ballot, I fill up my ballot. One of the pens was dry. I had to switch another pen, no big deal. Take it over to the machine. Machine scans it, can go in either way, okay, upside or downside, doesn't really matter. It scans it, and then the screen says, your ballot has been successfully tabulated, but there was a problem. The ballot did not drop.
You broke it.
I broke it, and then, you know, call help. And the guy was right there with me, and he said, and I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said, what now? Because I bet most people in this circumstance would have just said, okay, fine, you know, we're good. But I'm like, I am a news person. Let's see what this means. And, you know, they weren't 100% sure what to do, but there was, like, the senior person there and the less senior people there, and she's like, okay, you know this. We trained on this. Just follow the instructions. So he got out a key, and he clipped the security tag on the top portion, and then they basically, he moved the whole top scanning device forward about 2 inches. There's a chute behind that, which is how the ballots get into the bottom collection area, which still has a security tag on it, must have. And basically, as soon as he jostled the machine, the ballot slid down. So it was basically just a friction problem. Like the paper kind of, paper didn't get jammed in the counter. The paper got kind of friction stuck in the slide chute. He put it back. He locked it back up. And, you know, I asked him questions, and they had good answers. And I learned about the machines. And so I didn't break it. We just found a mild physical flaw in the device that they had the protocol to handle. So success.
Yeah, so I think that was one of the improvements between the last generation and this generation is that happens a lot less frequently. But yeah, our poll workers they've been training for the last 6 weeks, and you know each person has a different job title and duty, and so what we call those equipment operators that are watching you drop the ballots, you know, they want to be close enough to be helpful, but not too close to where you feel they're, you know, essentially looking at your ballot to see how you voted or anything like that. And then it sounds like they did exactly what they were supposed to. Of course, we had a lot of new poll workers this week. So yesterday was a good day for them to cut their teeth into an election and just learn the processes and learn the equipment. And so I'm glad it went well. And yes, as soon as you just slide that machine forward a little bit, it'll drop in. But of course, good thing is that it said that your vote had counted. If not, there are different procedures and making sure that ballot does get counted. But, you know, for whatever reason, even if it didn't, we would pick it up in the audit and make sure that when we do the official results, again, all these results and counts are unofficial until we make the official results in next Friday.
Last thing I wanted to ask you about, and by the way, in case people don't know, they are volunteers, but they are paid volunteers. So if you'd be interested in working at an election upcoming, you can always go to the Supervisor of Elections office, and they need people. So they're always good to have more than you need, which is not where we're at just yet. But last thing, you and I talked a little bit on the phone yesterday because I wanted to tell you the story while it was going on. And you made me aware of something, which is that these brand new voting machines, that actually there was kind of a, there was an issue with the power supply, that your machines already had this redone at the factory, maybe not all of them. What's the deal there?
Yeah, so it was, so at one location yesterday, it just didn't boot up the way it was supposed to. But we were still able to check in voters and everything. And so we have that emergency bin that's under the machine, that if for whatever reason the machine's not reading the ballots, or there's, you know, power goes out and the battery backup dies or whatever, you can put it in this emergency bin. Those are ones that we would scan later once everything gets up and running. And so that occurred at one of our machines. But it was, again, some of the things that happened with these new machines, this new generation, they had found a fix to it. And so most of ours got fixed. It's still in the factory as they were headed out. We were some of the last ones in Florida, to get it from this last cycle. So, again, that's why we have, you know, have different ways we can do things, and always, redundancies to check everything, and really just make sure that the voters not disenfranchised, that you know, we don't turn them away, and everything runs smoothly. So even when you do have little hiccups like that, we have policy procedures in place that fix the problem and make sure the voters can vote.
I had never
Sunday
noticed
morning,
it before, but
all the rolls.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So Sunday morning we print out paper rolls updated with all the early vote, you know, let's see who early voted. So that way, if we have a complete failure, they can break an emergency seal and go to the paper rolls that we supplied them for the day. So that, we'll still be able to get people to vote even if no electronic stuff is working.
Yeah, and the front of the machines have, it looks like a ballot drop slot, which is exactly what it is, separate from the tabulator on top, which is precisely for what you were talking about. If the power goes out or there's some problem, or if they're having delay while they're getting that stuff fixed, that keeps it separate so that you can have, you know, these were digitally tabulated. Ah, then the power crashed, everything went sideways. Well, we can still handle physical ballots through this alternate system. It's all about redundancy and backup systems. Supervisor of Elections, yep. Robert Bender for Escambia County. As always, Robert, thank you for your time. Always good explanations. I appreciate you doing what you're doing, keeping our elections safe, sir.
Sounds great, Andrew. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.